Oklahoma City will experience something new tonight, NBA playoff basketball. The Oklahoma City Thunder are a great turnaround story. Last year, they were one of the worst teams in the NBA, and 2 years ago, they were in Seattle, playing as the Seattle Supersonics. NPR's Mike Pesca has the story of the team's revival.
How does an NBA team improve? I mean, drastically improve. Before this year, there were 10 teams in NBA history that improved by 25 or more wins from one season to the next. In every case, they did it by adding a current or future star, usually a Hall of Famer. The 1980 Celtics drafted Larry Bird, the 70 Bucks signed Lou Alcindor, the 98 Spurs drafted Tim Duncan and got David Robinson back from injury. The Oklahoma City Thunder did it an entirely different way. Their current squad just got better. Kevin Pelton is an analyst for Basketball Prospectus.
The Thunder is a total outlier in terms of what we're used to in NBA success.
Improving by 27 wins when your team's biggest addition was a backup point guard is shocking, but it does help when your one all-star is the most exciting young player in the league, Kevin Durant. Pelton says he's become an all but unstoppable force.
He's gone beyond all-star to superstar to the point where, you know, he may end up finishing second in the MVP voting.
Durant, who averaged a league-high 30 points per game, has always been a good scorer, but basketball researcher Wayne Winston says in his first 2 years, Durant played terrible defense and didn't help his teammates that much offensively.
I will totally stand by the fact that Kevin Durant did not make his team better his first 2 years in the league. When he was on the court, they were a worse team. And I will totally stand by the statement that when Kevin Durant's on the court this year, he makes about as much difference to his team as LeBron, Dwayne Wade, or Dirk Nowitzki, any of the other greats.
Winston, a pioneer in basketball statistical research, calls Durant's improvement one of the most amazing things he's ever seen. Other basketball statisticians say the only amazing thing is how wrong Winston was about Durant at first. But every basketball analyst credits NBA Coach of the Year Scott Brooks with dramatically improving the Thunder's defense. Also important is the patience exhibited by Sam Presti ever since he took over as the team's GM in its last year in Seattle. At that time, it was assumed the Sonics were tactically terrible, trying to drive away locals to pave the way for a move to Oklahoma City. That may have been a motivation, but the team's front office knew to be good in the future, the team had to be bad in the short term, and they also knew that Oklahoma City would embrace any NBA team, no matter the record. How'd they know this? Ed Kelly is the editor of Oklahoma's biggest newspaper, The Oklahoman, and a lifelong resident of the state.
I've said publicly that having a permanent NBA franchise in Oklahoma City is the biggest single thing ever to happen to Oklahoma City.
Kelly's newspaper is partly owned by the wife of the Thunder's owner, that's true, but Kelly's point is echoed throughout the city. From the day a crowd numbering in the hundreds attended the unveiling of the team's name and colors, to the 5 days it took the team to sell out all its season tickets in its first year, the city has been thunderstruck. In fact, the locals are getting ready for an unprecedented bit of sports history, with a bevy of Oklahoma Sooners and Oklahoma State Cowboys expected to be taken in the first round of tonight's NFL draft. With the Lakers in town, April 22nd could be the most eventful date since that day in 1889 when Oklahoma City was first established. That took place on April 22nd also, by the way. However, there is no record of an ancestor of Lakers coach Phil Jackson complaining about how the land rush was officiated. Mike Pesca, NPR News.